Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a very cheeky brainstorm. Trace, today I'm super excited to talk to you about 500-year-old butt song from hell. What's that? This is an actual real piece of music. Are you excited to hear about it?
I am. I need to know everything. Like, where is it from and why is there a butt? Let's go.
All right. The first thing I need to say is thank you to Lanny, our friend who found this gem to begin with. So a little backstory. If you took art history in college, all I have to tell you is Hieronymus Bosch. He has a very distinct style and his paintings are very full. Things are happening all over the place. So you have at a glance this general sense of what's going on in a picture. His pictures are like a Richard Scarry book. There's some little things happening everywhere.
His paintings are almost to me like horrifying Where's Waldo. You know,
there's
a half of a person here and a weird face over there, and we'll post some pictures. Oh my gosh.
The picture we're talking about today is called The Garden of Earthly Delights, and it's actually a triptych. So that's three sections for those of you that didn't take art history, your bonus quarter of senior year.
Art in the dark. Woohoo!
And I didn't give you guys much Bosch background. He painted this work between 1490, 1510. He was somewhere between 40 and 60. It's maybe a sacred piece. It's thought to be from left to right, representing Eden, the Garden of Earthly Delights, and Hell. So you have various scenes of idyllic paradise on the left. The middle's a little crazy looking, and the right is like next level weird. Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff going on. So in that right section, which is supposed to represent hell, some students at Oklahoma Christian University were looking and chatting and just killing time in the middle of the night, I think, and they're looking at this picture. And one student noticed that there's a little guy in the picture and he's laying flat on the ground, and on his rear end is printed some music.
It's so odd.
Yeah, because 1 a.m. in college. And this student is Amelia Hamrick, and she happens to be a major in music and information science. So in the middle of the night, she decided, why don't we get this down on paper and see what it sounded like? So she actually happens to have the skills to do that. Her dad also happened to be a doctorate in musicology who specialized in music from the 1500s. And so she's got all the skills needed to actually make this music. So she transcribed it into modern notation. So what you'd see as R, five lines, four spaces. It's been a while since music theory, everybody. She knew based on her study that it was probably in the key of C, or on the C staff because of her studies. And so she did it like it would be a Gregorian chant from the time. And her first thought was, the first thing I thought was, this is a really bad Gregorian chant. And we happen to have that music today because there is a picture of her transcription on the internet. So you can do this yourself. Thank you to my husband for setting up the keyboard so I could record this for you guys. We can listen today. So Trace, do you have that file?
I do. So I will play that.
Did you listen to it already?
Yes, I did. It's very simple. I did not know that you had played this out.
I didn't think we would be allowed to play the recorded version. And the reason she had herself has recorded it, and then she and some other people have also recorded, we think this is based on music of the period, this might be what it could sound like. And so people have added a beginning and an end and made it a whole piece. But we don't have the money or the pre-planning to go ask people if we can use it. So I recorded it on a little keyboard, and it's just in 4/4, and they're all quarter notes. So I have some errors in there, but it's close enough.
It's fine. And you know, and too, if you look at the picture, it's like somebody took a page out of a music book and just stuck it on this person's butt. So part of the right-hand page kind of disappears behind the right cheek. So I imagine there was some there was some filling in that was done all the way around. So that's what's been playing underneath us while we talk.
And yeah, because it's long and boring.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not long. It's just, it would probably be soothing if you were in hell. There we go.
Yeah, it does end on a positive because it's all kind of negative tones and, but it resolves right at the end there. So that's nice. It does kind of fit. It's a little weird and gloomy, which sort of fits the picture.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And this actually caused quite a stir in the academic world, because as she posted this and it became a big to-do, no one else has ever done this apparently. So this was the first time this college student had found this thing that no one else had. That was the first time anyone had heard that piece before.
No one had seen those musical notes and thought to try to play them. That's crazy.
Nobody that had any presence on the internet or watched late night talk shows, because she appeared on a late night talk show as a result of this. Yeah. And so she had a great time, it sounds like. And so one of her goals was to look through and find other instances of music in Bosch paintings to see, did he actually write other music? And so hopefully she found some fun stuff.
That is the thing of grant writing right there, right?
Yes.
That's an application I would like to read.
Totally.
Wow. Well, let's listen to a little more as we play on out. When you're through looking at very strange paintings by Hieronymus Bosch, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk, and we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.
No, you won't, especially if you go down the rabbit hole of Googling butt song from hell.
Butt songs.
Butt song producer. Don't go down that road very far, everybody.